Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. And today I'm going to do an SEO teardown on an Australian site. I want to preface this by saying I don't get a lot of data and this site is fairly new. So this might be a shorter walkthrough, but I think you're going to hear me touch on a lot of the same points you've been hearing me touch on every other SEO teardown. So, and I'm going to share my screen. I know the last one, apparently I was sharing the wrong screen and talking through it. I'll do my best. The website we use to record this stuff, riverside.fm, is not quite as user-friendly as Zoom or some of the other places where you can share your screen. So I will do my best, and I apologize if I am on the wrong screen here, but I'm going to try to zip through this. I got my first cavity in like 20 years, and I got to get my filling filling done for the cavity here. So I got about 20 minutes. I'm going to try to zip through this for you. All right, ready? Let's go. All right, so the site we're looking at today is GeForceGaming.com.au. And real quick before we get started, this is the last SEO teardown you're going to hear on this feed here. From now on, they're going to be in our Patreon membership or our YouTube membership, whichever you prefer. My suggestion would be YouTube. You get the video, you get everything on there. And so if you check out our page on YouTube, Dropship Breakthrough on YouTube, you'll see a join button next to the subscribe button. So subscribe, like, all that good stuff, and then hit join and you can join. And it is $19.99 a month or $19.97 a month, something around there. And we're going to put out one every single week. It's a little more casual. There's already a couple in there. If you want to go see what we've done so far, check them out. Or you can find us at patreon.com/dropshippodcast. And you can watch the video on their platform as well. It will not come to your Spotify. Only audio will be coming to your podcast player. But if you prefer to just be on a podcast player, that's where you can get it sent to your feed. So all of these will be behind the Patreon paywall or the YouTube paywall moving forward. So I just want to put that out there. If you've been enjoying this stuff, head over there to check out some more of that stuff. All right, so GeForceGaming.com.au. First off, Will, thank you for volunteering. And the first thing I see when I pull this into Ahrefs is a steady decline. And so I know a lot of you don't have Ahrefs, but what this is showing is referring domains are going up and organic traffic is going down. Now, I don't see an obvious reason for that when I look at your site, Will. What I do see is some quick fixes you can make and some work you need to do for sure. And so I'm not going to spend too much time in here because I think we can do some cool stuff on a different screen. So let me change the screen here. So stop sharing. All right, so let's head over to the site. All right. So here is the site in question. From a look standpoint, I'd be pretty thrilled with this. And I think a lot of this has to do with Superstore, but a lot of it is credit to you, Will. I think you can make this look pretty good. So what I usually like to do when I start these things is literally just like go through our course and see if you have the stuff done that needs to be done. So the very first thing we tell you to do in the course is make sure you are sending products to /products only. I think you've done that. Fantastic. I think if I go in here, you've created the custom breadcrumbs. Fantastic. And so for those of you watching, I would like a backlink to the collection page, which we changed this custom vendor link, which again, Will, you've done. Congratulations. And we can edit this breadcrumb here to be of our choosing. So good job. Got all that stuff done. The next thing on our list I see that you have done, but you're not doing correctly, which is you have the human readable sitemap that we requested you build, but there's no link to it. So you have this human readable sitemap, which is what Google wants, and you've done a good job with it, but it is nowhere to be found on your site. There is not a single link to this page. So this is an orphan page, and all you simply need to do is put it in your footer. So we give you custom code inside of our course on how to have this page made. Again, Google's requesting this. They want your XML in Search Console, and they want a human readable one on your site. Very simple, needs to be done. And you can simply put this in your footer, Will, and you should be good to go. The next thing I noticed was when I did a site colon. So I'm going to go site colon, GeForceGaming.com.au/pages. This is telling me what is indexed and what is not indexed on your site currently. Unfortunately, I see a lot of pages that you should have no indexed. So again, Leighton shows you a quick and easy way to do this using meta fields inside of the Dropship Breakthrough course so that you can no index these. Again, if you think about your website as every single page you have is a cup and you've put them all out in front of the desk in front of you, and then you have this gallon jug of your domain authority or your domain rating, and you're pouring that into all of the cups. And so the less pages we have, the more the water in those cups is going to go up. And so by removing shipping policy, contact us, easy returns, privacy policy, by no indexing all of these pages, we're essentially raising the page authority of the other pages, in theory. And so I would recommend no indexing all of these. Will, sometimes these show up even when they are no index, so forgive me if they are. My inspect, once again, it's not working well. I'm not sure what's wrong with my Chrome, and so I can't really inspect and see if I see no index on this. But if indeed these are indexed, you're going to want to no index them. All right, so I can't really check for the canonical tag either, but since you may have missed a couple things in the course already, Will, make sure you go back and add the correct canonical tags. What that is doing is saying, if indeed there is one of these that has extra products, if it was paginated, it would tell you page 2 is actually page 1. Only rank page 1. Page 2 doesn't matter. Page 3 doesn't matter. And there are other reasons to use canonical, but make sure you have that in there, Will. The other thing you want to do is look at your H tags. And I noticed right away, this is something I've been seeing on Superstore, and John and I have fixed it on some partner sites. And we're trying to think of a way to share this because it does take some coding. But if we look at SEO Minion here on our homepage, you can see that H1 is GeForce Gaming, right? And he only has one H1. But that H1 is actually the image up here in the corner. And so ideally, our H1 isn't an image. Now, we do have to determine what do we want our H1 to be. So right now it's GeForce Gaming. That's fine. You're probably going to rank for GeForce Gaming no matter what because that's your website. Is there a keyword that is so big that your collection page probably isn't going to rank for it? And then you can make that your homepage keyword. So I want everyone watching this to think through what is the big, 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 big keyword on your website that you could rank for on your homepage that maybe anywhere else doesn't have a shot. So if we look at Wellness Junction, which we often reference on here, it'd be air purifiers. Or Pellet Grill Pros, which we've referenced before, it would be Pellet Grills, right? So what is that big, big, big keyword? And I don't know whether you want racing simulators to be that keyword because, again, you have the collection here. But I would think about what you want that to be. And what we've done using Leighton's team is make this one or this one, you can choose, your H1. And so in that way, we can go after a keyword inside of here that your homepage has a much better chance of ranking for than any other page on your site. I believe you've lazy loaded the YouTube videos. I took a look at that earlier on. And you don't have a blog, so I can't really look at your blog pagination, but I also put that in the course. So often if you have a lot of blog, oh, there's a blog here. Hold on, let's take a look. All right. If you had more than this, usually it would like paginate, and I've simply removed the pagination so that all the blogs are one click away from the homepage. All right. So I'm confused. Am I just not seeing the images here? It looks like they're loading and then going away. Well, you might want to either BK's got a bad browser here, which might be the case. I can't inspect anything, or something's going on with these images. So if I click into one, it does load when I get into here. So I have some questions around these blogs. Like, direct drive wheelbase. My gut says this is a product. So I don't know if this is the case here or not. But oftentimes, what I've seen, and I've seen it a lot, is what you've named your product or what you've named your collection. Some people like to go make a blog of like everything you need to know about the exact same keyword. And so if direct drive wheelbase is a product. And again, I'm not in Australia and my VPN's not working today, so I apologize. But if I search this direct drive wheelbase in America, I get a collection page, I believe. Kind of looks like a collection page. A collection page. A collection page. A collection page. Might even be a product there. Good old Reddit showing up where it has no business showing up. A collection. You get the idea here, right? So assuming you have the same results in Australia, this is actually cannibalizing your collection page that you should have for direct drive wheelbase. Now let's go look and see if we have one of those. There's a wheelbase, right? Are these all direct drive? Servo? Again, forgive me. I'm not familiar with any of these products, although they do look cool. If you want to ship one over here, Will, I will put one in my warehouse back here and I'll make some videos for you for sure. If indeed these are all direct drive wheelbases, they should be in, that should be the name of the collection, right? So I see this way too often of people putting this kind of content, like this is your H1, right? And so like, you're kind of fighting yourself here, in my opinion. Getting the most out of your butt kicker. Now I remember seeing butt kicker as a brand, right? So let's go look up here. Butt kicker, Gamer Pro, Gamer Plus. And then the collection is named butt kicker. So again, this is the same keyword. Unlikely that you found this as a keyword. Getting the most out of your butt kicker. Now if you did, great. And Google wants that. I just really, really doubt it. And so you're kind of shooting yourself in the foot again. And even in this section, right? Like you, maybe. Let's look at butt kicker. Plus and pro. So let's do plus. I believe it was gamer plus, gamer pro. Gamer pro versus plus. Now it's not showing any volume, but if it's giving me this whole keyword, I know that's a keyword. And so you're kind of addressing it in here, whereas I would challenge you, it deserves its own page. Reddit's number one or reviews number two. And this is the brand, right? And so like I think, and again, I'm in America, Will. I know, again, my VPN is not working today. I apologize. But if indeed you are also seeing the same results, you should write the article on this and rank number one pretty quickly, assuming Google likes you, right? And you're early. You don't have a lot of oomph behind you, as we saw in Ahrefs, but like this is the type of content you should be writing. And now to that point, well, let's stick here for a little bit, right? So like, I do think you're hurting yourself on this article as well. This is an interesting keyword. I'd be curious to know how that's doing for you. I wonder if I can actually see that on my own here while I'm talking. I don't really see anything happening for you really at all, let alone on your blogs here in Ahrefs. So this seems like a good keyword, although again, like this feels like a collection page keyword to me without even looking. So I would challenge you to like go search this keyword and find out whether Google actually wants a blog there. This feels like a blog, right? I don't know whether this is a keyword for you, but this feels like a blog compared to some of the others felt like that. Top 10 gaming steering wheels 2023. I would probably update that and make it 2025 here shortly. Yeah, again, is this the right keyword here? Leagues and competitions, how to get started. There's probably a keyword around this that you should go after. Now, as far as moving forward, you know, I look at your track racer. And immediately I put in track racer versus, and I see SimLab, Next Level. Again, do you have all of these? You have Next Level. I don't see SimLab in here. ASR, GT Omega, Playseat. I know you had Playseat, I believe, in your things. And then inside of this is the TR120 versus the TR160, the TR80 versus TR120, TR80 versus TR80 Lite, RS6 versus TR8. All of these are articles you should create today, Will. Like today. They're very easy to make. And I would challenge anybody watching this or listening to this that you have all of these same things too. So if you're in high ticket dropshipping and you are a retailer, which is what we are, there's already people searching for this stuff. And often finding one of these versus keywords can make a massive difference in your business. Now I've told this story on the podcast before. I'll share it one more time. I was helping a company who was selling those massage guns, right? And the company had whatever model 1, 2, and 3, and I was helping them build their collection. And they were featuring 1, 2, and 3, and I said, "Oh, hey, what's the difference between 2 and 3? I don't really get it. They all look the same, right? They just look like a massage gun." And the two people on the call, the two owners, said, "That's funny you ask that. All of our customers ask that same question too, all the time." And I said, "Okay, well, let's go look for it." And we went here and we looked for it, and we found something like this: this TrackRacer RS6 versus TR8, where it says 10 a month. And I couldn't convince them to make the article. They were like, 10 a month? Who cares about 10 a month? Let's not do that. And I said, I promise you it's more than 10. And again, you can go test this if you run a text ad to some of these things. You can go get real data in real time if you want to. But I convinced them to make it. I said, if I have this question, your customers have this question, and Google's showing search volume, but no one's here. When we searched it, there was no one addressing this. Again, let's look at RS6 versus TR8. There's Reddit. There's a chart from the company. In America, I'm not getting anything here, right? But you saw there's 10 here, right? And so, again, assuming you carry these products, sometimes brands have like a pro line you can't carry, but I'm just assuming you do. Going back to the consulting client I had, I convinced him to create this page. And a month later, they had 7,000 volume to it. And it was producing sales left and right. And so now, I don't know if you're going to have the same home run that they had. But I will tell you, you need to create these pages. All of these pages help support those products, which help support the collections. And so, one, go look for these keywords. Two, start creating them. And then three, is it possible there are some more generic collections that you could create as well? So I don't know anything about your products again, so I'm going off of this. Is there different types of steering wheels that people are comparing? I don't know. Again, you know your products more than I do. Think about where people are comparing things and go look and see if you can find a keyword there. That's where I would start creating some content around your products. I do think some of your collections probably can do well. Just these generic ones. Again, you're in Australia. If anybody's watching this who's in Australia, you guys don't have to work that hard. I promise you. You can work way less hard and have way more results because there's simply a lack of competition over there as compared to the US. And so, right now you have racing simulators, and then you have the ultimate guide to racing simulators, which again, these are two different type of things here, right? And so like, this is a lot of content. I'm scrolling a long way here. I know you have read more, but I'm scrolling a long way here where I would tell you that if you had this much content and you're hitting the supporting keyword around racing simulators and these things like, let's see what you say here. Something like this, but I wouldn't say if. I would talk right to the person, right? Like this talks directly to them. Then don't say, if you're blah, 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 or perhaps you're blah, 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 look no further. No, literally tell them, like, we've got you covered. Speed enthusiasts, seasoned professional drivers, blah, 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 blah. We have you covered. Something like that, right? I think you could say all of this, and that's it. And save some of this stuff for where it belongs. Maybe this belongs on this page. Maybe it doesn't. I don't think a lot of these do. Some do, for sure. But Google's asking for less content, and so we need to give it to them, right? And so if we go to seats and ads, again, shouldn't this be racing seats and ads? Like racing seats? That's my guess. Cockpits and frames just goes to the racing simulators page, which seems weird to me, unless that's a new way of saying this. Pedals, racing sim pedal. Like, so you actually named this one really, really well, but your URL is still pedals, right? So racing sim pedals is your H1. That should be your URL as well. And I can imagine there's way too much content here, right? And so like Google doesn't want all of this content. That is a big change from a year ago. They used to want these beautiful collection pages with content. They want a whole lot less. And in fact, they want a whole lot less up top. They want people to be able to shop. And you could still put some below. I'm testing currently some FAQs below of like things that would genuinely help you on this page. So when you go search something and you see that people also ask for that keyword, ask yourself, do these questions help me make a buying decision on the pedals, the racing pedals page? And if the answer is no, it doesn't belong on this page. But if it does, then it belongs on this page. I would put it down below the carousel. You're going to need a little bit of custom coding to do that. So that's where I'm at on this, Will. Hopefully I didn't rush too fast through this. I think you got a good head start. I would double check your keywords on all the collections. I would remove some of the content on all of the collections. I would adjust your blogs to not fight your collections. And then I would go create blogs that actually matter using those versus keywords. I think you have a good head start. I don't want to break down too far. Again, my inspect's not working, so I'm just going to assume that you're doing everything right here inside of these product pages, Will. It's all in the course. Inside of Dropship Breakthrough, I walk through all of this stuff. I show you how to do the keyword research for product pages. I show you exactly how to implement that on every product page and how to use the checklist to make sure you have everything covered. I show you how to find keywords for collections, both branded and unbranded collections, and specifically for an adjective type keywords that are where the money really is, and how to, again, get the right content on the right pages with the right supporting keywords so that you can show up in Google. And then coming soon is the blog section, where I touch on some of the stuff we talked here, where it's just, you know, versus keywords are easy money. There's quite a few other ones. Again, if we look at Track Racer, I bet it's in here. Let's find out. Is Track Racer legit? Is Track Racer good? Is Track Racer worth it? Worth it is incredible keyword that you will find across the board and on most brands. And don't sleep on these keywords, right? And so coming soon in the course will be the blog section, where I kind of go over, here's a lot of the pieces kind of you can create. Here's how we support our collections with that content. Here's how we do the internal linking inside of that content. But Will, you're at the beginning, buddy. You just have to start creating. And the more you can create, the faster you will get feedback from Google. And then you can kind of pivot from there. So right now you don't have a whole lot of feedback happening, but pretty obvious to me, who's been around the game, you're fighting yourself quite a bit. And so I would challenge you to stop fighting yourself, clean up your keywords and your URLs, and put that sitemap in your footer, and then go create collections that actually matter, go create blogs that actually matter, so that you can support the collections that you have. You can rank some things on those blogs, which will then in turn help your whole website just, you know, kind of take a boost. So I hope that was helpful, Will. And again, if you want more of these, they're going to be on Patreon, or they're going to be in our YouTube membership. We'd love to have you over there. There's also a couple new episodes inside of there that you can go binge on, where I talk about selling my business in October and the ups and downs I had with that. And we also talk about a new way of doing Google Ads that John and I are experimenting with and having a lot of success with. And so we'd love to have you over there. Check it out, patreon.com/dropshippodcast, or go to YouTube, look up Dropship Breakthrough, and then in our profile, you'll see a join button. You can join there and get access to our special private content that we'd love to have you involved with. So see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image, and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.